We have got Dr. Love back, ready to answer another burning question. How have you been? Been busy sorting out people's love lives and keeping the world going?
Yep, this very own modern day Cupid, that's me.
What would you like tonight's question, Dr. Love? Are you ready? Are you feeling confident, ready to tackle it together?
Let's do it.
Okay. Someone says, this is an anonymous. I really love this boy. I'm crazy about him. He says he loves me too, but I'm scared of love because of the way I've been treated in the past. The thing is, he has a religion and I don't have any religion. I'm scared his family won't accept me because I'm not religious, but I told him that I love him and I'll do anything it takes just to spend the rest of my life with him. We haven't been dating for that long. I trust him with my life. I love him like words can't explain, but I'm also worried because of previous relationships. I'm scared of being used as well. My question is, what is your opinion on this?
Couple of things coming up there. The first thing is, I guess the way this person's described, this woman, I'd assume, described their partner as being a boy. Mm. So the assumption for me would be that they're quite still quite young.
Yeah.
Mid, you know, late teens, early 20s, maybe. And so what that does tell me is that this person definitely is on a love journey that probably has a lot of lessons still to learn.
Mm.
And a couple of concerns come up here in regards to self-worth and self-love, because she's considering changing up all of what she's done, how she's done life. So she's got no religion now and it's served her up until now okay, but the consideration to change her whole life to sort of serve somebody else is alarm bells for me.
Yeah.
Any man that sort of takes you as a partner that is sure about himself, so any functional man, will not expect you to change your values, where you've come from, your religion. They'll accept you for who you are.
Yeah. What are some examples do you think? Because I think in a relationship, there's so often points where you need to compromise and change is expected. But what do you think are some of the deal breakers where it's like another person perhaps doesn't have the right to ask you to compromise on these things for it to work?
So it might be, you know, boundaries around the type of career you have. You know, some people are really, you know, for your sake, Ash, you know, you're in the public eye, you're in the radio, there's a lot of attention around you. You might, you know, some people will be in that position and they meet a man and they're like, you know what, I don't approve of that, or that doesn't serve me, but it does serve you. So, you know, if you had to give up your whole career to make him happy, then how happy are you going to be left in that relationship? So things around career, it could be religion. It could be that you meet someone that doesn't want to have children and you have this burning desire to be a mother and you give up that desire for your love of him, and then you're quite resentful as your, you know, biological time ticks and you can't do that.
Yeah.
So there's a few boundaries that we sort of go, is this really because it's life-changing. Changing your religion, you feel like it's just a decision, but it's not. It impacts everything that you do, whether it's the way you are in a relationship, your values, the way you parent.
Mm.
So there's a few little concerns around you're willing to change your religion for a relationship you're not too sure about yet.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes so much sense.
And I know you're in love and love is intoxicating. So there's a few things. You've got some lessons in love to learn. You've really got to contemplate whether the change in religion is going to have his parents accept you.
Yeah, that is true.
They may find another reason not to accept you.
We think we know what it is, but it may be something completely different, and you making that decision might not actually change their mind at all.
Right, right.
Okay, so the big takeaway for me is you've got to really weigh up what compromises you're happy to make and what compromises you are doing in order for someone to love you, because at the end of the day, they may not actually love you no matter what you change or treat you in a way that's going to make you kind of your best self. Dr. Love, you are amazing. I know a lot of people listening would have taken a lot out of that. Thank you, my darling. We'll see you next time.
Thanks. See ya.